You have to understand a very simple premise. Everything that you're against weakens you. Everything that you're for empowers you. So what you want to do is try not to be against anything. Now, if you're against the conditions in your job, whatever they may be, if you're finding yourself talking at home about all the things you're against, and you're talking about all the people you dislike, and you're talking about all the behaviors that you notice in other people that offend you and make you upset, remember this as you try to convert yourself into following your bliss, that all of the things that you're against are weakening you. And so how can you take something that you're against and shift it and restate it so that it can promote abundance in your life? Well, what are you for? What are you for? If your boss is cantankerous and nasty and abusive towards you and you're against that, then you become cantankerous and abusive yourself. You become part of cantankerousness and abusiveness, that you are it, it is you. And you don't want to join that. So now what are you for? Well, you're for having a harmonious relationship with this person. So now you focus on that. All right, this is what I'm for. This is what I'm going to create because my boss's behavior isn't what is making me upset. It is how I process his behavior. I'm going to process it different. I'm going to see his behavior as where he is on his path and that he can't help that, and this is what he is doing, and that I'm not going to process it in a way that is going to get me against it any longer. And I'm going to do things to defuse his nastiness. And I'm going to teach him that he can't get to me with that. Because what I'm for is harmony in this relationship. This is what I'm for. And I never get off of what I'm for. All right? And I treat the conflict that is created there as just an opportunity for me to learn how to go past that. And so I'm always on what I'm for. Every time he behaves in that way or says that or does that, instead of me joining him in my anger and hatred and bitterness, I now shift my consciousness, my inner world, to what am I for? What am I for? I'm for harmony, okay? How can I send some harmony to this guy? Do you ever try to pick a fight with somebody that doesn't want to fight? It's very difficult. It's very difficult indeed to have an argument with somebody that refuses to argue. That's what you become. And you now have shifted from what you're against to what you're for. And the more you think about what you're for, you are empowered. And you convert and shift around that relationship from one of anger and hostility to one of joy. In just a matter of days, you can do that. You can leave him a gift. You can, all of the things that you find yourself so resistant to doing, if it's tough for you to do inside, then that's a clue. Go ahead with it. Do it. And you find yourself shifting all of that around. You restate what you want instead of what you're against to what you're for. And bliss is your reward.